The brokers took their mark to the Naval Center, where the recruits' names had already been enrolled and, unbeknown to the out-of-towner, were credited to another district. To fool their official, Devlin and Cabron took him to a booking clerk they had bribed, who had a fly sheet identical to the originals that was inserted into the book's pages with the recruits' names the out-of-towner had paid for written in as being credited to his district. After the brokers were paid by their satisfied customer, the clerk removed the fly sheet from the book and threw it away. Baker locked up Devlin and Cabron and lured to the Astor House 9 more brokers selling phony enlistments to other centers. He arrested them along with mustering officers, clerks, and doctors on the take at the facilities. Estimating that New York City alone had about 10,000 professional bounty jumpers, Baker had one of his detectives infiltrate a gang of them that a broker organized. He also tried his hand at posing as a bounty jumper, although as a spy manager he had no business doing so. Dressed in grubby clothes, he walked into a recruiting office near the Astor House, where a broker quickly corralled him. Over the course of the day, Baker enlisted himself 3 times at different centers, taking a small cut of the bounty the broker collected each time. He pretended to swallow an alcohol concoction laced with a drug that the broker gave him at a saloon to make him more malleable for the scheme. Tipped off that Hoboken, New Jersey was a bounty-jumping haven, Baker set up a phony enlistment center at the Old Fellows Hall there. When word spread that the center allowed enlistees to escape, bounty jumpers flocked to the hall. Baker managed to capture 183 of them to take to jail. Always the showman, he wanted to parade his prisoners down Broadway in chains. The War Department vetoed the idea.